You know, I can't wipe the smile off my face just to come back to the place. You know, I've been away for a long time, and you just come through and see the stadium. So many memories, and so many people. You know, still some familiar faces around, like yourselves, John Rose, Neil Aspin, and it's great. It's great to be around the football club and getting a chance to go out on the coaching pitch with players. Yeah, we've been a long way. A long time away from each other, and it feels right to be back here.
What does the club mean to you?
It was so important. It was such an important part of my career. It would be the best, you know, the best football I played. I went on to Birmingham and had some injuries. I was longer at other clubs. I was longer at Birmingham. I was longer at York. But actually, Port Vale, I recognise how fortunate I was. The team that John Rudge had built, and I think I was probably one of the last bits of that. So I came into that. Robin van der Laan was sold to Derby. Lee Mills came here on that, and me and Lee Mills turned up on the same day. I remember I had a suit and all sorts on. Lee Mills turned up in his jogging pants and stuff. Billy Bell had his slippers on, got out of his Rolls Royce and his slippers. You know, so it was a different time in terms of the football club. But that group of players there, I went into what a squad, and it was me. I had the energy levels and the pace that I wanted, but I learned so much from them in terms of how to play the game. There were some good players, and we just had the best times, didn't we? The Anglo-Italian Cup final, the cup run against Everton would be my big moment, the big connection I have with the football club and the fans scoring that goal. But I think that season when we finished eighth, we were two games away from the playoffs for the Premiership. If we'd have beaten Stoke in that game, and I remember being injured for it, we were beating Stoke, we were going into a game against Crystal Palace, and it was us or Palace, whoever won that would have been in the playoffs for the Premier League. That's how good a squad it was, and Stoke finished below us as well, I think, you know, and that was, you know, maybe it's the only time that's happened in the history. So it's just amazing memories for me at this football club.
All that said then, how big a pull was working with John Rudge and Neil Aspin in your decision to come back?
Yeah, it is everything. Neil Aspin is somebody who we've gone up against each other, you know, in terms of matches in the National League, but we've pretty much spoke every week in terms of talking about opposition and opposition teams and other players. So we know each other really well. That time we spent talking through football means we know each other's ideas, and I guess, and that's why, you know, I work for Neil here, and I guess that's where he saw something in me where we share similar views. He knows I work hard, he knows the affinity I have for the football club, and he knows how much respect I have for him and how loyal I'll be to him. So he's given me a great opportunity here, and it is one now. Let me get in amongst it and work hard. We know there's a situation here which we have to fix initially, and they've made a great start in doing that, and my job is just to support that and contribute to that.